Well, hey there, and welcome to the Friday edition of the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chris Warzowski, and I serve as the Family Ministries Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. Speaking of family, our family loves the books, The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Now, maybe you're familiar with these books. They're all about this magical land called Narnia, where kids go on adventures, where animals talk, and all these exciting things are happening. And at the center of the story is the hero, Aslan the lion. And when we're introduced to Aslan, one of the characters, one of the kids who's on this grand adventure, Susan, when she finds out that Aslan is in fact a lion, she is nervous. And so she asks Mr. Beaver, who is in fact a talking beaver, she asks, "Is he safe?" And I love Mr. Beaver's response. He said, "Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you." You know, in the scriptures, one of the ways that God chooses to describe himself is actually as like a lion. We see this in Isaiah chapter 3. Now, let me set up the context for you a little bit. There's this historical event going on called the catastrophe of Sennacherib. Sennacherib was the king of the Assyrian Empire, and that empire is growing, and they are going through the ancient Near East, and they are destroying city after city after city until they arrive to Jerusalem. And so King Hezekiah, who's the king of Judah at the time, is nervous and fearful, and they're worried they're going to get attacked by King Sennacherib from Assyria. And so instead of going to the Lord, what does he do? He starts trying to build alliances with other nations around them, namely Egypt. And so Isaiah, the prophet of the time, who he kind of speaks for God, he calls out King Hezekiah for his lack of faith. He says, "What are you doing? You're building these alliances." And it's not that alliances were necessarily wrong, but it was the motivation behind the alliances. He had chosen to try to control what's around him rather than going to the king that was above him. And even in King Hezekiah's faithlessness, God shows himself to be faithful. And he actually makes a promise to Hezekiah and the people of Judah. And he says this in Isaiah chapter 3, starting in verse 4 and verse 5. He says, "For this is what the Lord said to me. As a lion or young lion growls over its prey when a band of shepherds is called out against it, and is not terrified by their shouting or subdued by their noise, so the Lord of armies will come down to fight on Mount Zion and on its hill. Like hovering birds, so the Lord of armies will protect Jerusalem. By protecting it, he will rescue it. By sparing it, he will deliver it." You know, I love that God chooses to characterize himself as a young, strong, aggressive lion. I was reading one commentary that talks about this passage, and this is what it says. It says, "There are no descriptions we could give of God that would do justice to his immense power and greatness. And yet God describes himself to Isaiah in ways that the prophet could understand. He describes himself as a fierce lion that is not intimidated by the shepherds who have come to subdue it, and as birds of prey preparing to strike. This passage reminds us of two important realities about God. One, that he is superior to all other powers. And two, he finds joy in protecting his people." You know, this helps us really, it really does. It helps us remember two realities about God. One, that he is transcendent, right? That he is great, that he is powerful, that he reigns over all creation. And I think for a lot of us, we get that, but we also have to understand this, that God is imminent, that he is with his people and he is active and he is protecting them and he is faithful to them. And in the age we live in, there's a lot of fear. We're reminded often of just how frail we are. And if we're being honest, there are moments where we lack faith. We find ourselves oftentimes being just like King Hezekiah. We look at the circumstances around us and we want to try to control, but we have to remember to look to the king above us, who is faithful, even when we are fearful, frail, or faithless. And so I think back to Susan's question for Mr. Beaver. She asked him, "Is he safe?" And Mr. Beaver said, "No, he's not safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you." Would you pray with me? God, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for revealing to us who you are and what you're like, God, that you don't just leave us to try to figure you out, but you reveal yourself in the scriptures to us so that we can know you, and God, that we can cling to you. God, thank you that you are faithful, that you are good, and that you are more powerful than any force in this world, and you take joy, you delight in protecting your people. God, forgive us for those times where we want to just control everything around us because we're fearful, or because we know we're frail, or because we lack faith. And God, help us to remember that even in those moments, you are faithful, and we can trust in you, the good King, who is powerful and loves and protects his people. Amen. Well, hey, thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint DriveCast today. It's Friday, which means Sunday is coming, so we would love for you to join us for worship this Sunday. If you'd like to worship in person with us, you can get location and service time information at lifepointohio.com for all three of our campuses in Delaware, Lewis Center, and Westerville. Or if you'd like to worship online, you can do that at lifepointohio.com/watch, or you can find us on Facebook, or on Roku as well. Thanks so much for joining me. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Sunday for worship.